3BA's Let's Go Local for Sinclair Meats, your local farmer, butcher and supplier. No one understands paddock to plate better than the team at Sinclair Meats.
7:09, morning to Ned and the crew on La Trobe Street. Let's go local and head up to the corner of Gillies and Sturt Street. We say good morning to Ballarat High School teacher Leanne Reid. Good morning to you, Leanne.
Morning, PT, and thank you for a bit of nut bush to lead me in.
Hey, there you go. See, your cardio workout is done for the day.
Thank you very much.
Leanne, you got in touch and you wanted to talk about your very enthusiastic students who are going to be a part of a massive event that's been running for many years now in Maryborough, and that is the Energy Breakthrough. How many HPV enthusiasts do you have up there at high school? And for the uninitiated, what is HPV?
Well, it's not what we've always thought it was. It is now called human-powered vehicle, and it's a recumbent bike that the students race for over 24 hours at Maryborough in November.
Yeah, it's huge. They come from all over Australia, don't they?
Oh, they do. I was very surprised last year at the different states that were there.
Yeah, and becomes sort of a tent city, if you like. I think Maryborough is still, when I was there, it was 8,000 people, the population. I think it's still that today, except when the Energy Breakthrough is on. I think it heads up to around 15,000 people. It's quite phenomenal.
Oh, it is. I was very shocked last year for the amount of people that actually participate and then the people that come along to watch. It was just full on, I can tell you.
What got you involved in HPV?
By accident, really. Kim Rannenberg is a great teacher we had at Ballarat High, and he started this program over 20 years ago, and it stopped over COVID, and then the year it was supposed to run, Kim ended up in hospital the week before, and they had to cancel it. So Kim has been very sick for very long time, and last year they tapped a couple of us on the shoulder to see if we'd take over from him, which we did. So last year was our first attempt at it, which didn't go too bad. And unfortunately, Kim passed away earlier this year, and we are really keen to honour him this year when we go, and we're naming one of our bikes after him, and having a sort of a memorial for him while we're there.
Well, that is a fabulous thing to do, and my condolences to the school itself and, of course, to Kim's family and friends in his passing. You've got a number of students involved, but this is an extracurricular activity, isn't it, Leanne? No funding from the school itself, so you are actually doing a bit of fundraising at the moment.
We're doing our best. The kids have been selling chocolates, sold Duper Dupers over summer, which I'll start doing again. Well, not over winter. We've reached out to a few places for sponsorship or donations so we could run a raffle even.
How are you going with that? How's that looking at the moment?
Not too bad. We were really, really lucky the other day that Trotters Coaches came on board, and they are donating their time and bus to take us up and back to Maryborough.
Oh, how good is that?
It's amazing, absolutely amazing. It's like a $1,500 saving for our students, so probably $60 or $70 each they don't have to come up with. Yeah.
So if we've got any Ballarat businesses who want to come on board and help you out a bit, Leanne, and of course the kids, because this is not just about Leanne Reid, this is about the kids who want to be a part of this event, maybe win the event. That would be a prestigious honour to be the winners of the 24-hour Energy Breakthrough in Maryborough. How would they go about getting in touch? What would be the easiest way for business to get in touch with you, Leanne?
Well, they could just contact the school. They'd put you straight onto me. We are advertising on our Facebook page and our alumni page contacts details.
So that's the Ballarat High School Facebook page?
Yep.
Perfect. Yep. So people can get in touch via that?
Yep. Or contact the school and ask for me, and I will certainly be back to you.
Ask for Leanne Reid. It's as simple as that. How many kids are doing this? How many have you got involved?
Well over 30 this year.
Fantastic.
I know. We only went with 16 last year. So we'll be going with 3 full teams this year. I reckon about 30 students will be coming.
And 3 bikes and, of course, plenty of gear that you've got to carry across as well. So I assume that you become part of the tent city over there and set up for the weekend?
Yeah, we mostly went in swags last year. I haven't done that in years, but, you know, all in the spirit.
Yeah. That's gold. I remember the days of a swag. They're far gone for me, let me tell you.
I thought they were for me too, darling.
You can't find a mattress soft enough to get me on the ground anymore. Anyway, Leanne, best to you and the kids. If you need any further help before the event comes around in November, don't be afraid to reach out, and we'll do our best to help you out, all right?
Look, thank you so much for your time, PT, and myself and the students appreciate it.
That is our pleasure. Only too happy to help. Leanne Reid from Ballarat High School. Get in touch via their Facebook page or indeed giving the school a call direct and asking for Leanne if you can perhaps help out in their fundraising efforts to get their 30-odd kids and their three bikes and all their gear over to Maribor in November for the Energy Breakthrough. It's 7:15. If